Okay, let us begin on the last day of Chodesh Nissan. Ay, ay, ay. Do you know how powerful today is? Today is the day of Mishenichnas Adam B'Simcha. And then B'Nissan Nigalu B'Nissan Asid Nigoyal. And Rashi says the Simcha of Adar ends on the last day of Nissan. What a day of Simcha here. So Mashiach should be here.
Amen.
It's 9:35. You can come. Okay, now on that note of saying the Erika Nita Meir Women's Learning Division of Adash Ashurin is beginning here this morning, Meiradik, I would like to speak about something which I never spoke about before. Okay, here we go. In the Parsha, Parsha Shemini, which we learned yesterday, is a very, very, sad incident that takes place in Parsha Shemini. And as a Hakdama, I'd like to say the following. We are right now in the middle of Sfira. In the middle of Sfira. And Sfira, when we talk about Sfira, we talk about the halachas of counting the Omer. Women are not obligated to, many women do. And then we talk about the halachas that there are no chasanas. No chasanas. Men don't shave. Now, what should be the primary feeling of the Avodah during Sfira? So, Avelus gets a little bit of top billing over here. Now, in truth, Avelus should not get top billing. Top billing should really be the Simcha of going to Matan Torah. Why doesn't that get top billing? Now, granted, we count Sfira, but counting Sfira, we also become a bunch of, Litvax. You know what I mean? Did you make the bracha? Didn't make the bracha. It was last night. Did you make the round? Yeah, you counted right there. We forget we're going to Matan Torah. We're going to Matan Torah. So, what happened? The death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim kind of superseded and took away the mood, the ambiance, the mamashis of Sfira. Number one. Number two. I was writing over my notes after Pesach, and I've spoken about this kasha. We finished 27 years of being rub, so we're talking about, we've said Yisker since I've been in shul way more than 50 times. Four times a year. Four times 27 is, we say Yisker on the Gimel Regolim and on the Sholos Regolim and on Yom Kippur. That's four times a year. Four times 27 is over 100. Over 100. So, and every year I ask the same kasha, except for Yom Kippur really. What does Yisk have to do with Yontif? Let's say, talk about this past Yontif. The last day Yontif, we said Shira, Shirim. The love, the simcha between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after 8 days of Yontif, saying Hallel more times than we say Hallel the entire year. It's a thing of all the thing in the rhythm. We stick in Yisk. As my mother-in-law says, I say, Yovan and Tzukarayim. What's going on here? What's going on here? As I've said dozens of terutzim over the years, but so I don't want to say a teretz today. I want to say, a fundamental concept. Not that the other things are not fundamental concepts, but something else I realized. And then I want to give you one more example, which is the parsha. Here we are at Chanukah Samizbeach. This we spoke about yesterday, the Chanukah Samizbeach. The Simcha by Yarunu. Look at the Pasuk inside. I'm bothered by the Lashon, but the Pasuk about Teitzei, Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Chov Dalet. The beginning of the Parsha, Shlishi. Teitzei Eish Melefnei Hashem. Teichal Al Mizbeach. A fire came down, it ate up whatever was on the Mizbeach. It consumed it, the Oila and the Chalovim. I don't know why this is singular and the next word is plural. I was writing my notes over this morning, early this morning. I was thinking maybe the pshat is that by Klal Yisrael we say Vayichan Shom Neged Ahor, the famous pasuk Yishechad Belev Echad Roshan Yochid. Here the Chanukah of Mizbeach was very comparable to Matan Torah, the Gilui Shechina. So maybe that's why there's Roshan Yochid here, but I didn't see any Chazal about it, so I have no idea. Vayakolom Vayaronu. Rashi says one word. So look in Targum on Pasuk Chav Dalet. Unafokas eshosam in kodem Hashem, a fire came out, v'acholos al madbecho, it ate, it was on the mizbeach, yasaloso, yastarbaya, the oil and the fats, v'chazo kol amo, and everybody saw, v'shabochu. They praised. They praised Hashem. Simcha praised, v'yarunu, v'zrina, simcha, v'yarunu. Unbelievable feeling here. Forgiveness for the ego. I went through yesterday morning the entire history from the Tesevov Nissan until B'Shchedish Nissan, but I didn't go through the history. It's unbelievable what's going on here. Vayarunu. Vayarunu, excuse me. Vayarunu. Shabochu. Kabbalah Gesimcha. Comes along, Pasuk Aleph, next Pasuk. Vayichu ben Aaron, another brother of Yehoshua, Machtos, Vayichu ben Aishu, Yisim, Malachi, Torah, Vayichu ben Lefnei Hashem, Ezor, Shalot, Sivoysom, Vatetze, Eish, Malefnei Hashem, Vatoy, Cholosom. They were also consumed in the fire. Vayamus, Lefnei Hashem, and they died. Another brother of you were the next two leaders of Kal Yisrael. After Aaron and Moshe, as a matter of fact, it says in the Pasuk Gimel, "V'yema Moshe Aaron, who ashadiv Hashem alei ma'aber kovei kadosh v'apnei kol ha'mekovei v'yidam Aaron." So take a look in Rashi in Pasuk Gimel. Heichon diba v'nati shomel ben yeshov v'nigdash v'oidi, which is a pasuk at the end of the Tzaveh. Al tikli b'chvoidi elu b'chubad. I'm alei Moshe Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, "Ochi, Aaron, my brother." I knew there was going to be some type of Kiddush Hashem by taking away tzaddikim at the height of this incredible simcha. Because it shows that Kiddush Baruch Hu is in control. I'm not here to explain that. Philosophically, it's very difficult. I thought it was going to be you and me. I see that none of you are greater than you and me. It was a type of nechama to Aaron HaKohen, obviously, but nothing more to say, except for the fact that the simcha is dampened. Isn't the simcha dampened during Sfira? No, it dampened. It overpowered the simcha. To me, Sir Rabbi Akiva's Talmid. Yisker. Somebody said to me that this is the first year he said Yisker in his life. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to a Rav and said, "What's my avoida now?" The Rav said, "Yisker is simcha. You're on such a simcha that you also want to say hello to your parents." I said, "Listen, Habibi, it's a nice pshat. And everything else, I also said nice pshat in my life in the last 27 years, but let's call a spade. Yisker is sad. Finished. We remember who was not here. That's all. Finished." So, what's Yantuf? Number three. That's number, not like I said before. Number four. In the middle of Yontif davening, Gevaldike davening, Yontif davening, Meiridik, we finish Shachris, we finish Hallel, we're at a high, and Yeshua, and we're flying when we finish Hallel. We say Kaddish. After Hallel, you say Kaddish. You finish Kaddish. What's the next thing you do? Take out the Sefer Torah. Very good. What are you doing taking the Sefer Torah on Yontif morning? Who? You what? You give me those. Hashem, Hashem. Kerachum v'chanun. Erech ha'payim. So we sing it. It sounds like it's a continuation of how. And we're singing again. What's the money you give me those? Where do they belong to you give me those? What part of davening? Is it a hallel? Is it a Shemon Esrei? What is it? What do you give me those represent?
It's not kinnis.
When we say Hashem Hashem Kerachu V'chanon and Yom Kippur by Nila, what are we doing over there? We're dancing. It's Simcha. What are we doing? We're scared out of our minds. Hashem Hashem Kerachu V'chanon is Ben Yekadosh Baruch Hu Eis Tzara. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught to say that tefillah when Kal Yisrael is going to die. We understand why you say it during Slichas Yom Kippur. What is it with Yontif? It's a Gevaldik Kasha. Many years ago, I heard a Gevaldik Rav say over this kasha, and he wanted to answer because in every Yontif there were different judgments. You know, in Pesach would judge on Tfuah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos would judge on Peiros HaIlon, and Sukkos would judge on water. So there is a din going on. But again, it doesn't work. Revison Coast, can you please tell me something? You. Do you eat a hard-boiled egg at your Seder?
Yes.
You do. Why do you eat a hard-boiled egg, you say?
I don't know.
You don't know, Taka. Because your father did.
Right.
Good, that's a great answer. Do you eat a hard-boiled egg in your Seder? Yeah, why? Same reason. You eat a hard-boiled egg in your Seder? You eat a hard-boiled egg in your Seder? Seder's a circle, The Ramah, you ever heard of the Ramah? Rabbi Moshe Isilis, he says why you didn't egg in the Seder. You know why you didn't egg in the Seder? It's a velus. The first night of Pesach is always the first night of Tisha B'Av. As a matter of fact, someone came into my house Friday night, a little busy in my house sometimes. So it was Friday night in the middle of Suda. One guy popped in, another guy popped in. Second guy popped in, he tells me, second guy popped in because his son was taking a walk with his son. His son just knocked on my door and came in. His 8-year little kid comes in, so the whole family came in. Okay, anyways. I don't know why the kid even came in. But Lamaisa. Yeah, it was great. So Lamaisa, the father tells me, I'm Moira the Gavart. I'm probably not going to remember to do it, but I would love to do it. You eat an egg because it's avelus. So this particular Rebbe, I don't know who, when he sat on the floor, Erev Tishim over the Sudam HaSekes, with a hard-boiled egg dipped in ashes, he ate matzah from the Afikoman. Remember that Tishim was also Pesach. Mayritik. That's Derech Agav. But Lamaisa? Pesach. So where are we? Every single time we do something, and then, there's a new minig that's evolved in Klal Yisrael. I'm not talking about it as a new minig making machos and not making machos, but we're in the middle of a new minig. It's taking about the last, I don't know, 15 years. It's slowly spreading. I did not do it at my children's wedding because I didn't want to change any minhagim. But there are a lot of people who have started a minig. Two minhagim. I've started at weddings. I imagine 30 years from now, if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach is not here, there'll probably be some tshuvas written about it in Svarim. Baruch Abba. Right? So there's going to be a minig that the brothers of the Chasen sing Baruch Abba. You ever see that nowadays? Three guys are singing Baruch Abba with harmonies and then Baruch Abba. Then the brothers of the Kala sing that. That'll be a tshuva. What about if the brother of the Chosin wants to sing the Baruch Abba? What about the brother of the Kala wants to sing the Baruch Abba? My stomach is going to be swarm written about this soon. And then, of course, there's another minig, the other chuppah, which is a very nice minig. I'm saying what, I understand why people do it. I didn't do it. And that is, that under the chuppah, after the chuppah is over, Imeshkocheh Yerushalayim, and I was going up, nobody's saying that. Banged on the glass, mazel tov. Now it happens to be, you banged on the glass and mazel tov. Most people did not think about Yerushalayim too much. It was a signal for the band to stop playing Oz Yishama. In Eretz Yisrael, they talk to break the glass after the reading of the Ksuba, in the middle of the Chuppah. Okay, fine. So we're singing Meshachach Yerushalayim. Okay, now, whatever the minig, yeah, no, I'm not talking about it. But I'm talking about something else. Are you supposed to be sad under the Chuppah? What's the emotion under the Chuppah? You sad or you're not sad? We're supposed to remember what?
Yerushalayim.
Oh, why?
We did it under my chuppah.
What did you do? You said it? You sang it?
Somebody sang it.
They sang it under the chuppah. Wonderful. Listen, you're a leader of the generation. You're a leader here.
And yeah. We have it on top of
our shoebox. Okay, now listen here. Why are you singing it? What are we doing? What are we breaking a glass for?
Because it's not a complete
Oh! Whoa! You hear what you just said? It's not a complete simcha. Why?
Because
we're in Golas. It's not a complete simcha. Okay. Now let's try to stop putting things together. Okay? Now let's see what we can do over here. It's not a complete simcha. Mm-hmm. You know, in a new house, you're supposed to leave Zechel Chorban. You're supposed to walk in the front door. You should leave part of the house unpainted. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. If you have your chumashim open and you turn to the end of Parshas Bishalach for a second, please somebody say the page. I'd like you to look at the last pasuk in Bishalach, Yud Zayin Tes Zayin. Vayomer ki yod al keisko milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. Rashi says ki yod al keisko. Yodon shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu Huram al Yishava b'kisa, he wants to swear by his throne, Lios lo b'chomba v'eivu b'amolik, to fight Amolik, Allah mizumahu case, v'lo nema kisei. What kind of word is case? V'yaf Hashem nechalak ha'chetshav, and the Shem Hashem is yud in the nehei, without the yud in the hei and the vav in the hei. What's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shein Shmoy Shalim, his name is not complete, v'en kisei Shalim, and his throne is not complete until Amolik is destroyed. Even the name of Hashem is not complete. Somebody tell me what's going on? Could somebody tell me what's going on? I would like to say what's going on. Nothing, as Mrs. Shriver, Rebbetzin Shriver said, nothing is complete. You know when the lack of completion started? When did the lack of completion start in this world? When did it start? When Adam's... Rabbi said, it's time for you to start giving shir. When Adam sinned, since that moment, the world has not been complete. Haloi davaru. Isn't it amazing? From that moment, the world has not been complete. And we're always trying to get back. Here's the Chaim Berliner over here we have this year. We're always trying to get back to Adam Rishon Kodesh Machet. The whole avodah is to get back to Adam Rishon Kodesh Machet. At Har Sinai, we get back almost. And then the eagle. We can't get it. It's because, you know why? It's a lot of work. Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is an incredible amount of work. Bein Adam L'Mokayim is an incredible amount of work. And therefore, nothing is ever complete. You know, I can't tolerate so much. I know we're talking about weddings. I'm going to tell you something else. I can't tolerate it so much. Sometimes you go to a wedding and you feel like the people... I'm not saying it's bad. Like they're trying... It's choreographed. Everything's going to be perfect at this wedding. The flowers are going to be... And the chuppah is going to be magnificent. And everybody marching down in their 10-piece suits is going to be unbelievable. Everything's going to be myridic. And the band is going to be gabaldic. And everybody is so involved in every part of the chuppah. You break a glass? Oh, yeah, we've got to do that also. I'm going to bring a, we'll bring a glass of Tiffany. You're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to break a cheap glass. Why? Oh, don't forget, Habibi. With the, whatever you spend it on this chasana, it ain't perfect, pardon the English. It ain't perfect. You know why it ain't perfect? It ain't perfect because Adam sinned. Come on, leave me alone. You know how much time I spent on making this chasana perfect? It ain't perfect because he sinned at the eagle. It ain't perfect because we got no Beis Hamikdash. This is not a perfect world. I'm talking mitzad us, not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to get back to where we're supposed to be. You're right, we got to bring Mashiach. Work. Incredible amount of work. That's why every single thing is a stira. What in the world are we saying you're skimming the yotah for? Stira. Eating an egg leil Pesach. Stira. Because leil Pesach is not complete. I love myself sitting here with 77 grandchildren and 147 great-grandchildren, and I paid for everybody to fly first class to Yerushalayim. So what? And I'm sitting across from the guy. So what? It's very nice. Kabbalah. It's not complete. You're sitting across from the Kaisel Habibi. There's nothing on the other side of the Kaisel except for a mosque. It's not complete. Not complete. Yisk is not complete. Seir is not complete. Of course Seir is not complete. We're counting the Matan Torah without a Beis Hamikdash. Of course Leil Seir is not complete. Of course the Yom Tov we say Hashem Hashem Kel Racha B'chan is not complete. Nothing's complete. Nothing's complete. How can everything be complete if everybody's not here? And the reason everybody's not here is because Olam Rishon Kodesh Machet. Until that time everybody's supposed to live forever. Everybody's supposed to live forever. Live forever. What would it be like to live forever with your great, 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 great grandfather still around? What would that be like? Zetalui. 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 That's part of the Isik. Zetalui. Zetalui. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So we're eating eggs at the Seder, and we're saying Yisker and Shul, and we're saying Hashem Hashem, and we're breaking a glass at a chasana, and we're not shaving during Sfira. It's all for the same reason. Never thought about it before. It's all for the same reason. So comes along the Chanukah some is Beach, and Nadav and Avihu die.
That poor mother.
And she's not even mentioned in the third one. Only the father's mentioned, then the brothers are mentioned, and the uncle's mentioned. Elisheva, Aaron Akoyan's wife. Nadav and Avihu die. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's not unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Nothing is complete. Nothing is complete. Our homes are not complete. Our homes have availus. Hashem's name is not complete. Hashem's throne is not complete. Nothing's complete. Nothing's complete. So is this a depressing word? Oh, Nachama. Nachama. Mr. Schreiber, the Rebbe Schreiber is saying next week, she's saying Shir. The Vart is not that we are depressed because it's not complete. The Vart is we gotta go complete it. As you said, we have to bring Mashiach. That's the Avodah. We're not shaving, not because it's not complete only, because we're not shaving because we want to get completion. This is to remind us that it's not complete. We got Avodah to do. Otherwise we get so hung up in the, you know, the beauty of the, again, the videographer and the sound man and the gowns. It's not good. It's Gevaldik. We can get caught up in thinking that it's that Zehu. This is not the Zehu. And I so regret it. I've mentioned it a few months ago. I so regret that I didn't cut the article out when the Rebbe said to his chassid who came to see him, Was macht ihr? Said, Rebbe, Gevaldik. Panos is Gevaldik. Kids are married, Gevaldik. Enikos, Gevaldik. Everything's Gevaldik. Gevaldik. So what did the Rebbe say to him? What did he say to him, Rebbe? You brought the Korban Torah this morning. Wait a minute, everything's Gevaldik. Hashem sitting over there with a mosque on top of the Makom Migdash. Everything's Gevaldik. When the Lord from whatever his name was, I forgot his name right now, from England came to visit, and he came to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld's hovel. He walked down the steps and he said, "You're the chief rabbi. What are you doing?" He asked him in astonishment. He was a Jew. He said, "What are you doing?" What was his name? No. This was this is in the 1910s. He was an officer. The British government was in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Knows I was written. They wanted to meet him. They asked Rabbi Yosef Zonnenfeld, "Could we put on a white tablecloth? They'd be lechvoidosh. You have nothing in this. This is a shack you live in." So when this lord from the English government says, "Well, what are you doing?" He takes him to the window. He says, "You see, out of his window you could see the Makom HaMikdash. That's where he lived. But they marked. The buildings are still there." This little kid who came to my house, his name was Yosef Chaim. He was named after Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. I went crazy. Went to the kitchen cabinet. I said, "Take anything you want from my house. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, my hero." Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. So what did he tell him? He told him, "How can I have a house? Look where God's living." He was so enamored. He walked out with such incredible inspiration from meeting a Jew like that. Well, what else is going on? You want to know why? What do you want to know? Where my cabinets are? What do you want to know? That's the limud. That's the limud. Yisrael Zonnenfeld did not live a depressed life. He wasn't a depressed person. He was a hopeful person. His Rebbe was the Maral Diskin. You heard of Maral Diskin? Miss Fox, you heard of Maral Diskin? Maybe. He did. Maral Diskin used to walk out of his house. One time he walked down the steps and he walked back up the steps before Shacharis. Why did he walk back up the steps? Because he forgot to look out when he walked out of the steps. He also lived inside of the Makom HaMikdash. He wanted to see if Mashiach came last night. The Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt. When a person came 2 weeks before Sukkot and brought an esrig to one of the Gedolei Poskim Yerushalayim, and he looked at the esrig and he said, kosher? And the Rav said, no. He said, "Rebbe, this year, the first day Sukkot is Shabbos, so you only need an esrig derabbanan, you don't need an esrig midaraisa." He said, "2 weeks before Sukkot, that's the way you talk, Fira. You gave up Mashiach coming. You give him Mashiach coming. You say Mashiach's body not going to come. There's not going to be any derice. When Mashiach comes on the first day, Yontif is going to be derice again. That's the limud, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the limud. What a limud. From Pesach to Sukkot to Tisha B'Av to Yontif and Shul to Chassidus to whatever you want. That's the limud. We should be zeichah to be matzliach. In this limud, to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atzlocha Rabba, it's wonderful to see everybody back next week. Pesach Hashem Nizbar. Kol Tov, Rabbi Yisrael. Choshev Gevaldike, Rabbi Yisrael. Kol Tov.